Hi, welcome to EHS This Week for the week ending August 28th. My gosh, Danielle, has the summer really flown by that fast?
It really has, although we haven't had much of a summer.
That's true in Toronto. Nevertheless, in terms of the news, it's been definitely a very active news week again, particularly in the airport and aerospace industry. You want to fill us in on what's been happening?
Sure. So this week is actually Canada's first ever Airport Safety Week. It runs August 24th to 30th, and it involves about two dozen of Canada's airports that have joined forces to raise awareness about health and safety work practices for airport employees. So it's the first program of its kind in Canada and is airport-led but being championed by the Greater Toronto Airports Authority.
That sounds really interesting. Actually, as somebody who does quite a bit of business travel, I'd be curious what some of the details are. So what types of activities are these airport employees participating in and seeing this week?
Absolutely. So the program includes reaching out and engaging with thousands of airport employees through themed displays, safety discussions, and events. And the goal is to ensure that they fully understand the risks and challenges they face working in airport environments. So some of the themes that they're playing into are hazard reporting, worker safety, airside vehicle operations, FODs, which are foreign object debris. So just trying to touch on all the things that they experience on their day-to-day work day and making sure that they know all the regulations and procedures and training that they should be aware of.
That's great. It's, you know, it's interesting when it comes to airports, air travel and whatnot. You know, I think we all understand inherently there is some element of danger. Is airplanes, are people meant to fly? Probably not. Are giant metal boxes meant to fly? Amazing engineering feats. But more importantly, particularly to airports, you know, again, as somebody who travels quite a bit, it is a fairly stressful environment. You know, you go through security, you go through baggage check, you have to pay these extra fees. There's oftentimes a lot of confusion. So I'm sure, you know, all of the employees and the staff involved in making sure that those airports actually run smoothly are under not only a lot of job pressure, but, you know, a fair amount of just environmental stress as well from folks like us who can't get our things in order appropriately.
Absolutely. I'm definitely one of those people who feels guilty even when I shouldn't, when I'm going through airport security.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's funny enough, is what I find is the people who are the most stressed tend to be the people going on vacation. You know, business travelers, we have our routine of check on, carry on, Ziploc bag full of toiletries, that type of thing. But, you know, inevitably, as a seasoned business traveler, I'm stuck behind a family who's just having some type of meltdown because, oddly enough, they're going on something which I would love to go on, which is a vacation at the time. So anyway, what other airline or airport news was there? Because I believe there are other things as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So kind of on the flip side, which is a bit ironic given our first story, there's another story about safety concerns that have been raised after there was a runway incident or accident at Pearson Airport. It's left an 18-year-old ramp worker in critical condition.
Wow, that's really unfortunate to hear, Danielle, especially for a young worker like that. What exactly happened?
He was completing a 16-hour baggage handling shift early last Thursday. So the 18-year-old's cart crashed into a refueling truck, throwing him from the vehicle and trapping him under its wheels. So he sustained injuries to his head and arm and remains in critical condition at a trauma center in Toronto. This is a really, really good example of, you know, young, less experienced workers who would likely have benefited from standardized training programs, safety procedures that could have prevented this accident from happening.
Wow, so that's really unfortunate. What's the response been from the aviation safety community?
There's been a lot of broader safety concerns being raised, but one in particular is around the fact that he was going on 16 hours straight working. He was working an overtime shift because he's not a full-time baggage handler. He's likely a student, you know, 18 years old, just doing this part-time. So full-time handlers generally have a standard shift of about 8 hours, whereas with part-time workers, there's currently no limits in place for how many shifts they can pick up, how much overtime they can work. So they can kind of just pick up shifts and work 18 hours in a row, 20 hours in a row, because they really just want to make as much money as possible.
Well, it's an unfortunate story and incident. It does go to show you the speed of the response of the industry and the community. It kind of goes to show you it's that type of culture of safety, if you will, or culture of fixing things when incidents or accidents do occur that's led to the fact that air travel and the airline industry, in the grand scheme of things, actually is really quite safe. You know, there's all kinds of statistics out there about how much safer air travel is than driving in your own car, mm-hmm. for example, which you do every day. So sadly, sometimes it takes these unfortunate incidents to spur change. But for some industries, sometimes these sad incidents, they simply stick out, like in this case, just because they're so unusual, given how safe they usually are.
Well, and with such young workers.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's keep the ball rolling when it comes to aviation and aerospace news, just to make it the 100% theme this week.
Absolutely.
Is there anything else, Danielle?
Yeah, so early last week, actually, the FAA released findings from a study that was conducted by NASA. So the study was regarding fatigue with air traffic controllers and involved about 3,268 controllers across the U.S. So the high-level findings for the study are basically that air traffic controllers suffer from chronic fatigue and that it's potentially putting flyers at risk.
What types of risks are we talking about here? Is it what we saw in that that movie with Billy Bob Thornton? Is there more to it? Have things improved since then?
Maybe some snakes on a plane? I don't know. But no, basically 2 in 10 of the candidates expressed that they had made significant on-the-job errors. And these errors are things like planes flying too close together, actually. And these are all incidents that have happened within the last year. And most of these controllers are blaming these incidents on the fact that they are experiencing chronic fatigue. In addition to that, 6 in 10 of them admitted to actually falling asleep or experiencing a lapse of attention while driving to and from midnight shifts. During the study, they were wearing monitoring devices that showed their sleep patterns and how many hours they were averaging a night. So their average night's sleep is only about 5.8 hours, and that number actually drastically drops when they're working those midnight shifts to 3.1 hours a night.
Wow, unfortunately, that seems to be a bit of a trend today, given we're all overworked and under-resourced, if you will. And it also really hammers home the point that safety is all around us, and everything leads to safety, and everything contributes to safety. It's not just sharp, pointy objects and slippery bananas that can create safety hazards, but it can be something as mundane or as simple as being drowsy due to lack of sleep. Again, it's an important message to hammer home that safety is a cumulative element of many, many factors.
We're all involved.
Yeah, absolutely. So that wraps up our EHS This Week summary, this week focusing, oddly enough, primarily on the airline and aerospace industry. Danielle, did you have any final words before we wrap it up?
No, I just hope everybody has a great weekend.
Fly safe.